Hi, good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear
hello?
Me? Yeah. Hi. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Who is that?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Stanley with Metro Research. We're conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. It's a research study. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. We're just trying to reach everybody and make sure we do this fair. Would you be able to give me your birth year? No, I don't need anything else, just a year?
No.
No? Okay,
where
I could put...
Where did you call from?
I'm sorry, Metro Research.
I don't know, but I'm excited.
Yeah, we're doing
that.
It's okay. It's called Metro Research. We're just conducting a national opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. Try a couple questions and see how you feel about it. Your opinion does matter.
Okay.
Okay, great. So, you give me your birth year, if you'd like? It's just a year.
87.
Thank you. Okay, perfect, thanks. And the highest level of school you completed?
I'm not going to school here.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Okay. I'm sorry?
High school.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not good for English.
Okay, your level of school? That highest level you've completed of school?
No school here.
No school? Okay. It's okay. Okay. And then, are you Hispanic? Latino?
But why you calling me? I don't know nothing about that.
Okay. It's a survey. It was just a survey. I will ask you a couple questions about issues, about things going on in the country, politics, and things like that.
The country?
Mm-hmm. So, would you consider yourself...
What do you mean for that? Because they have a lot of scam right now. I cannot be nothing, but I don't want to hang up for you because...
No, it's not a scam, ma'am. You'll see as we go through. There's the questions that are important about issues we're going through right now in the country, and we just wanted to see what you thought about it. It doesn't have nothing. After this, I'm not going to ask you anything else about you or, your nothing, zero. So right now, this question is just, we just want to basically know what is your race.
High school?
Are you Mexican, Puerto Rican, white, black, Hispanic?
Vietnam.
Okay. Which one? A Latino?
No, Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam. Okay. Interesting. So we'll put other Vietnam. Vietnam. Thank you. Let's see. Moving on, we'll go ahead and say, first question. Is, are you registered to vote?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I apply from...
Okay, so you're not registered yet?
No,
But you did apply.
Yes, but then... Not yet. They not give me the day yet.
You're waiting. Okay, good. So, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials in November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024? Are you going to vote? Are you 50-50? Probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote?
I want to, but I'll apply from the U.S. citizen. I'm not for citizen yet. I have to the green card right now. I'm not citizen yet.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so it's probably, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 on a scale from 1 to 10? From 1 to 10, how motivated are you to vote? How much do you want to vote?
10.
Thank you. 10. Okay. And how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from 1 to 10. How strong do you...
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, strongest? I'm in a stronger... But I cannot do nothing right now because I applied for the mm-hmm. U.S. citizen, but mm-hmm. they not be the day mm-hmm. yet. That I applied for that for the 3 months or mm-hmm. almost 3 months and a half now, but I still got... I don't get the day for tax yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, let's see. So, you applied, right? You're just waiting for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see now. So, you're waiting for an answer. Let me see if we... for an answer. Yeah, just give me 1 second. See... Can we proceed? That's good, though. That's good that you put your application in and you're doing things to get involved in the country. Great. Good for you. I'm just waiting. But we can see. So how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community from 1 to 10? 0 being no power and 10 being a lot of power. Where do you think your vote has? How much power do you think your vote has?
7?
Mm-hmm. 7? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And think about the upcoming elections in 2024. What are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Okay? So is healthcare important? Abortion? Voting rights and democracy? Immigration? Racism and discrimination? Climate change? Jobs and economy? Israel-Palestine conflict? Cost of living and inflation? Crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, or criminal justice reform? Which ones are important to you?
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. So which ones are important to you? Which ones, healthcare, abortion, voting rights and democracy, immigration, racism, discrimination, climate change, jobs and economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, student loans, criminal justice, police violence. Which ones of those are important to you, ma'am?
I don't know. You know what? I don't want to mix up for the thing mm-hmm. right now because I'm not good for English at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
you, can, you just want to know what's important to you. That's it.
No, the mm-hmm. because I cannot make good the money because
mm-hmm.
not a lot of people, they don't have money. Yep.
Jobs and economy. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. And then one more. We have give me another one of your thoughts and so we could see which one it is. We have racism, discrimination, immigration, voting rights, abortion, healthcare, climate change, cost of living and inflation, Israel-Palestine conflict, crime and violence, student loans, forgiveness. Any of those?
The healthcare.
Okay, excellent. Healthcare is important. Thank you. Let's see. These are all important issues, and thank you for that. So next question is, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 1 to 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Republicans in Congress. How do you feel about them from 1 to 10?
50-50.
Okay. Would it be 5? Would that be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Joe Biden? Joe Biden.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Never heard of. I'll put never heard of. Is that okay? Is that what you want? Never heard of?
Yes, I know him.
Oh, okay. But. So how do you feel from 1 to 10?
5.
Okay. So, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Mm-hmm.
I hear about
winners. Mm-hmm. So, from 1 to 10?
6.
6, okay. And we have Hakeem Jeffries. Do you know who Hakeem Jeffries is?
No, I don't.
Okay. At Donald Trump?
Yes, I do.
Okay, from 1 to 10?
6.
Okay. 6. And Democrats in Congress, 1 to 10.
Congress.
Which one?
The Congress.
Mm-hmm. Democrats in Congress.
50-50.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump? Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided.
Undecided, thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, third party, independent candidate, undecided.
I don't know who would be good. But
okay.
You know what? I cannot vote because I'm still waiting. I'm not U.S. citizen yet. But yeah, you have to waiting. When I have, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. But you said you've applied, correct?
Hello. Yeah. Okay.
You,
okay.
You did.
I have something. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
N19 0766.